sides. And we're going to get a face-off just outside the Grand Haven zone along the near side boards. The Buccaneers just showed the importance of winning the face-off when you're on the penalty kill or the power play. The Bucs won the initial face-off. They cleared it out of the zone. We're 25 seconds in, and the Jenison Wildcats haven't been able to get the puck back into the zone. That is also why it is important for the Wildcats to win the face-off when they're on the power play. Bucs win this one into their own zone. Pass across. What a move at center ice by Caden Wells as he's on a breakaway. He goes forehand, backhand, shelves it for a beautiful goal on the breakaway. 2-1. The Wildcats lead after a nasty goal from number 17, Caden Wells. That was a nasty move as he went forehand, backhand, shelf to cut the Wildcats lead in half. That was a beautiful shorthanded effort there from number 17, Caden Wells. It was a beautiful move. The Wildcats remain on the power play. 1:15 to go left in the Wildcat power play. We got a 2-1 game with 3:06 left to go in the second period. I'm Aaron Pulling. This is MichiganSportsRadio.com. Wildcats carried into the zone. Played along on the far side boards by Johnson. Back to the point for Ratzak. He fakes the shot. They go to the bumper. Shot gloved by Aiden Steele. As he holds on to the puck, we're going to get a face-off coming up to Steele's right. There's 53 seconds to go on the Jenison Wildcat power play. 2:48 to go in the second period. It is 2-1. Wildcats over the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers just jumped back into striking range. The Buccaneers just jumped back within one goal on a beautiful goal by number 17, Caden Wells of the Bucs. The Wildcats win the face-off. Pearson Klopp has it on the far side boards to the point to Ratzak. Ratzak makes a move on the far side boards, lays it to the middle of the ice in between the feet of Robbie Johnson, who is in the slot. He is unable to corral it and get a shot off, but the Wildcats maintain possession. Ratzak to the far side. Pearson Klopp with a shot towards the goal. That's knocked away. Wildcats stay on the puck. They drop it back to Ratzak at the point. He fires a shot that is up into the protective netting and out of play. 17 seconds to go on the power play. The Wildcats are going to switch their power play units while the Bucs will switch out the penalty kill unit. Great shot block there from number 5, Keaton Poole, just to get in the lane and deflect that shot out of play. 1:50 to the right of Aiden Steele. Is played back as Steele whacks it out of the air away from the oncoming player. That's a good play there by Steele. Great hand-eye coordination. Shot from the point is gloved down by Aiden Steele. He is having himself a night with that trapper, folks. 2:03 to go in the second period. 8 seconds to go in the penalty. Face-off. Won by the Wildcats. Sam Vitalik has it to the point. They fire a shot to the goal, knocked down in front. Wildcats jam away, saved by Steele, saved again by Steele. What a stop. Aiden Steele's holding his team in the game. Puck bounces in the air over the net behind the goal where the Bucs are able to jump on it and clear it all the way down into the Jenison zone. First on it is Cole Williams. He is hounded all the way back by the forecheck of the Buccaneers, and that leads to a turnover. As Tristan Goss cuts to the front of the net, pulls it back and lets it slide into the net. Beautiful move by Goss, and this game is tied with 1:33 to go in the second period. That was a great forecheck there by number 12, CJ Henke. He may not get an assist on the play, but he sure made the play as he knocked the puck off of the Wildcats player's stick. That allowed Tristan Goss to pick it up, go forehand to backhand, a right-handed shot cutting across the net to let it slide into the goal. A beautiful Peter Forsberg-like move. Ties this game at 2-2 as the Wildcats win the draw at center ice. Ratzak carries it in. Fires across. Pad saved by Steele. Ratzak on the rebound. His shot's deflected to the far side boards. Stepping up is defenseman Owen Ballard. He's unable to get to the puck as the Bucks clear it to center ice. Wildcats are on it again. Gavin Phillips carries it into the zone. They battle two aside in the near corner. We got 1 minute to go in the second period. Grand Haven and Jenison have battled to a 2-2 tie. The Wildcats scored the first two goals, but the Bucks have responded here in the second period with the next two. Another forecheck hounds a Wildcats defenseman almost into a turnover. Robbie Johnson is there to play the puck out to center ice. He jumped back on it. Johnson again skates it into the offensive zone for the Wildcats. The Bucks are unable to clear. Puck gets out of the zone with 30 seconds to go. It is fired in by the Wildcats. They chase it. First on it for the Bucks is Trinka. Fires it across the ice to Wilkie. That puck bounces over his stick. Back to Trinka. Trinka brings it into the offensive zone. Fires a shot. Pad save. Except that play will be blown down on an offsides. 15.1 to go here in the second period. Deuces Wild as we are in the second. It is tied 2-2. The Wildcats and the Bucks. And Bucks and the Jenison Wildcats. Puck played around the boards. Held in at the near side line. At the near side boards at the blue line by number 8, Rathsack. He shot, save, rebound. Shot, save, rebound. Can't get through. Jenison has a shot. Shot over the defender. He scores.